right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 276. I'm GBD here in Tokyo, Japan, and of course I am joined by the world famous Wombat.
Howdy doody.
And the universally acclaimed Shipwreck.
That's me.
Yes.
So way to go, me. I'm doing well so far.
Good.
I like how this is shaping up.
How do you mean?
So far, I think we're off to a very strong start.
Yes, of course. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. I'm looking at this outline, and it's bursting with gaming goodness. A lot of, I don't know, I was worried for a minute that we wouldn't have anything to talk about, and now I'm worried that I'm going to pass out before we get through all of it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with B.
B, yeah. So do you remember, I don't know, when I guess it was the last E3, I mentioned that sometimes I have a back problem where, like, I have debilitating back pain, and I thought, you know, it's my theory that it's all in my mind, you know, from stress or whatever. Remember, like, I got it right before E3 because I was stressed out about traveling and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
So I do.
I have it again. I got it yesterday. But I don't have anything to be stressed out about, so I'm not really sure what happened.
Maybe you're just old.
That is one reason. One possibility. I did go swimming with Ty the other day, and I swam while he was on my back for most of the time. But I don't know. I'm a big, you know, from Howard Stern, I learned about this book called Mind Over Back Pain by Dr. John Sarno. And it had helped me before, but I just don't know what I have to be stressed about. And yes,
maybe you're just not smart enough now to outthink your back.
Right. The back pain has overtaken my intellect. So I almost had like a real emergency yesterday, because that's when this started happening. I was sitting on the couch watching the latest episode of Justified, which was awesome, by the way. And I went to get up because I had to take a shit.
That's a good reason to get up.
Yeah, and I couldn't get up.
You almost pooped the couch.
And I almost pooped the couch. And I was on the floor, and I just could not. I get on the floor a lot somehow.
Yeah, I was going to say, you spend a lot of time in your apartment's floor.
Having
there.
To shit and be on the floor. And so I'm on the floor. I just cannot pull myself up to move towards the bathroom.
Here's my recommendation for you. You should buy one of those dollies, like a flat dolly with wheels on it.
Like Eddie Murphy used in Trading Places.
Yeah, and yes, exactly. And just keep it like next to you at all times.
Right.
So if something happens, at least you could use your arms and push yourself along the floor.
I was at the point where I was in, you know, I had my phone on me. So I was at the point where I considered calling Mrs. Chiefy, who was at work, and having her come home and help me get up so I could take a shit. But I said, that's really going to be embarrassing and horrible. So I just tried with all my might to get up. And eventually I did power through, and I made it there. But then, of course, it was hard to get off the toilet afterwards. But I don't know. Hopefully this will clear itself up soon, because it's horrible. It's really debilitating. Like, I can...
Now, like back pain, pain pills aren't helping at all? Like, no Advil or any of that kind of...
I really think it's, like, all in my mind. I took some Advil, or the Japanese equivalent of Advil, and it didn't...
Advil-san?
Advil-san, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd probably have to take, like, 100 of them just to equal what, like, an American Advil would be, because Japanese people are so small, but I don't know. Anyway, that's what's going on with me. Any debilitating problems on your end?
I don't think I have anything really that exciting going on. I feel so like, you know, your adventures pale in comparison. The big drama going on around here right now is that Sabrina at daycare is requiring all the teachers to refer to her only as Princess.
I see.
And if they call her by her name, she goes, "My name is not Sabrina, my name is Princess."
Yeah, I remember Ty went through this with Superman. He had to call him Superman.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not crazy uncommon, but here's where it gets interesting. You know, she's learning how to write her name, and she was trying to write, you know, the teacher comes over and she looks at Sabrina's, you know, writing paper, and instead of having, you know, her name on it, it had the letter PRI on it. And this and this was before it all started, and she's like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I'm writing my name. My name is Princess." And no one had ever taught her how to write that word.
She figured it out.
She figured it out. That's how committed she is to her role.
To the illusion. To the princess.
Exactly.
Interesting. Cool.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Should we shipwreck? Anything going on over there? You have any children that are doing things?
My cat was laying on a box earlier.
How unusual for a cat.
I can send you a picture of it.
I look forward to it.
Could you put a picture of your cat on the internet? Because they're so hard to find.
Here, one second. I can do it in real time. I think.
No way. But it won't be in real time for people who are listening to the show.
No, it wouldn't be.
And oh.
Pictures
everybody
of cats
text
on the
me
internet.
when you're listening to the show, and I'll text you the picture of my cat.
Right. Anyway, we did a show last week, Wombat.
We did.
And I bet there's some show feedback that you could share with us.
Yes. Grenum said, "Hey dudes, I wish you would post the list of games that you discuss in the episode show notes. I was interested in the JRPG that Ship was talking about. Now I have to do all kinds of extra work to figure it out."
That is a common complaint. Actually, another common complaint, or actually the more common complaint, is that while we're talking about the game, we should mention the title of the game multiple times throughout the discussion, because I guess we don't have their full attention while they're listening, and they just don't. They may have missed what game we're talking about.
And as someone who listens to podcasts, that happens to me occasionally too. I was listening to something this morning, and they were talking about someone for like 10 minutes, and halfway through their conversation, I forgot who they were talking about. It wasn't a video game podcast. So I totally get it, and it is a very common complaint, and it's very reasonable. So I think, yes, we will try to do our best to mention the game we're talking about more than once.
Right. I don't know if I can write down the games in the show notes, because then that's extra work for me. Why should I do the extra work?
That's not going to happen.
Well, it might happen.
It won't happen.
Okay, what else we got?
Thorbond.
It was Tales of Graces F, by the way.
Yes.
That was the game that we were talking about.
Thorbond 3 says, "When it comes to the Wii U's Doom predictions, I think it will do fine or better. If the Kinect can sell 8 million units in its first 60 days, the Wii U will do great. Just because hardcore gamers don't care about a product doesn't mean the rest of the world doesn't care. That's what the Wii and Kinect have shown me, and I doubt that will change." I think the Kinect comparison is an interesting one. Because I think we all at one point weren't sure how well the Kinect
Wii
could
U.
do.
Wii U.
So, anyway.
No, I mean, but I don't
stumped
know.
Wombat, yes.
Yeah, that just rocked Wombat's world right there.
Yeah.
What'd
I don't
I say?
Know. I think the Kinect seems a lot more unique. And, you know, obviously, you know, I don't care for it. When you show somebody the Kinect, it looks a lot different than what it's going to look like to be playing the Wii U from what we've seen so far. Wii U just looks like, you know, an iPad that connects to the television. That's not as good as an iPad. But I don't know. Like I said last week, it is probably way too early to be speaking about the Wii U's doom or success at this point, since we haven't really seen anything of it.
It could be a way to play draw something on your TV.
Although you can do that now if you just turn on AirPlay, if you have an Apple TV. I'm assuming it works.
Do apps work on the AirPlay?
Yes, of course. That's what it's for.
Oh, okay. I don't know. So you can play apps on your TV. That's pretty cool.
Yep. There's a little delay, though. That's the
thing. Can you use an iPhone or just the iPad?
Yeah? iPhone. Oh. You just need to have the Apple TV.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, you should get it.
I'm not getting it.
Get it.
Yeah, okay. I'll run to the store after the show.
I am putting this down over here. Whoops. What else?
That's all I had for show feedback.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I didn't know you wanted more.
No, that's fine.
Fine.
Yeah, so we'll find. I mean, look, they're going to show a lot of Wii U at E3, I'm assuming, since it's coming out this year. And maybe our opinions will completely change. Maybe it'll rock our world. I doubt it. But it could happen. You never know. How about some new releases?
There's a lot this week. Like, Japan decided to ship a whole bunch of games over.
Right. Well, the earthquake, you know, it's the year anniversary of the earthquake and tsunami. So maybe.
Now, some of these Japanese games aren't made in Japan. But
okay.
Yeah, like Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City.
Mm-hmm.
That's made by Canadians.
Ah, eh?
It's made by the same Canadians who made that SOCOM game that nobody really cared for.
Confrontation or the other
yep,
one?
Yep, that's the one.
Oh. I thought you said Complication.
Complication?
SOCOM Complication.
All right.
That could be a game, too.
I know.
If you told me that was a game, I'd believe you. nobody seems to really care much for this Resident Evil game for the most part.
I know nothing about it. What do I do?
It's a third-person cover-based squad shooting game. It's like SOCOM, kind of, but with Resident Evil.
It has a 54 on Metacritic.
Yeah, I saw the reviews on it were pretty harsh. So,
Truthfully, I don't know that much about it either because I've totally lost the plot on everything Resident Evil because it seems like there's a new Resident Evil product either coming out every month or they're re-releasing something every month.
Right.
And I cannot keep track of what is happening.
What is new and what is recycled.
Right. Like, even the title of this, if I didn't know a little bit about it, Operation Raccoon City – is that could have been a remake of one of the games. Like, I have no idea.
I thought it was a remake. Yeah, I agree with you. So the only one I know that's supposed to be interesting is Resident Evil Giraffe getting a blowjob.
Right. So you're supposed to get this in for review, right, Chip?
I got an email saying that I should be getting a copy of this. So it says, I'll try it.
It says, Dear B Squad. Your late copy of Resident Evil will be arriving soon. Love, PR company.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. I'll play it. I'll get around to it.
Okay.
A game that I didn't get in, that I didn't ask for it either because I wasn't sure about it, was Ninja Gaiden 3 because I was a pretty big Ninja Gaiden fan.
I know this about you.
Yeah, that was pretty much my favorite game from the last generation was the original Ninja Gaiden. And I played Ninja Gaiden 2, and I don't know, it just wasn't as good as Ninja Gaiden 1, and that was all during the time frame where Itagaki was getting kicked out of Tecmo.
He was grabbing too many asses, right?
That's pretty much the long and short of it. There was too much ass grabbing.
And too many this ugly leather outfits that he was wearing.
But when I see the reviews and the details of Ninja Gaiden 3, I don't think whoever's making Ninja Gaiden now isn't doing enough ass grabbing or wearing snake skin pants.
Right.
It's just not coming across. Like it's been getting like really hammered on the review front, and it just doesn't sound like a Ninja Gaiden game. Like I read the IGN review, and they say it feels more like structurally, it feels more like Dynasty Warriors is what one of their sentences says in the review. And then my mind just completely shuts off. Like, I don't want Dynasty. If I wanted Dynasty Warriors, I'd get Dynasty Warriors.
They do manage to pump one of those out every few months. So yeah, you wouldn't
right.
need
so,
that. Yeah. I mean, apparently this game is easy.
Yeah. And what's okay. First of all, the Ninja Gaiden plotline was terrible to begin with. Like, it's super convoluted and difficult to understand. And it's basically just a ninja dude running around and you run into large-breasted women.
I like the large-breasted
women. Sometimes those large-breasted women are on your side.
Right.
And sometimes you have to hit them with your sword.
Right.
That's pretty much the plot of Ninja Gaiden. In this one, they try to make more of a plot, I guess. And I don't know. They just seem to be missing the point of what this game was.
Let me just read you the little excerpt that they put on Metacritic from IGN, who gave it a 3 out of 10. Ninja Gaiden 3 is a gash on the face of the franchise and one of the worst games the action genre has yet suffered. It's a nightmare that's as easy as it is uninteresting, and it abandons what used to work for awful new ideas that don't work together. Under no circumstance should you ever waste your time on this self-indulgent and abysmal wreck. So you're telling me?
I still kind of want to waste my time on it.
Right. You got to see if it's really that bad.
Yeah. I just got to see.
Right.
But
you have fun with that.
Right. You waste your time.
I was just checking to see if it was carried at Redbox, and it's not. Oh. So I don't know. I got to figure that out somehow. Let's see. What else came out this week? Armored Core 5. I know, Wombat, you got that in.
I do. I have that. I haven't played it yet, but I'd like to. But I want to finish Mass Effect first.
I've been looking at the reviews for that, and that's not supposed to be very good either. And I was really looking forward to that because it sounded like they took some of the cool stuff that made Chrome Hounds really interesting. Well, the online persistent world where you're, you know, there's like a big war going on and your little battles contribute to the greater war. Sounds like it has some of that in there, but I don't know. The reviews don't seem to be very good so far. Which sucks, because a good mech game equals great video game. You know, it doesn't have to be like super awesome for it to be really fun. They should just make Chrome Hounds 2. That was awesome.
Get on that.
Me, I should get on it?
Yeah.
Kickstarter?
Yeah, start a Kickstarter.
So yeah, that was bad news to read that. It's sort of mediocre at best. What
I
else?
Just don't know. Like, that's a difficult game in 2012 to sell, I think.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
At least in the U.S., I think mech games just aren't, like, that prominent.
It has to
like,
be nobody's, like, really visually impressive, I think, to get people's attention in the U.S.
I've always found even the best mech games didn't really convey the scope well enough. Like, I think always felt there was room for that kind of improvement to make you really feel like you're something gigantic.
Did you ever play Robot Alchemic Drive on the PS2?
I am familiar with the game, but no, I know that game is quite rare.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That game put that sense of scale, did it really perfectly. Because, in fact, you play a person who's controlling a robot.
Yeah, you play from an outside perspective of the mech, like a kid, right? Aren't you a kid in that game?
So I wish they would remake that game. That's a game that I would like to see, even if it's just like a downloadable game. Yeah, you're a kid, and you actually have to position your kid in the city where you're fighting, make sure you stay out of the way of the giant robots that you're controlling and fighting other robots. Really awesome game, and that I would love to see a remake of that. That's probably the one game that I'd actually care about seeing being remade.
That's it? That's the one game?
That's it. I can't think of any other game. Because they didn't do a perfect job on it. It had a lot of flaws in it, but the idea was so unique. And the execution was, you know, it was still fun, even though it was flawed. But with modern-day graphics and, you know, maybe some Western influence, that could be a solid remake right there.
Kickstarter,
right.
All right. Well, Silent Hill HD Collection, that got remade. That's out this week.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's apparently has all kinds of issues right now, though. Like, they're trying to patch it and stuff.
I see.
Too much fog?
Yeah, maybe the modern systems, like, the game doesn't work because all the fog is eliminated.
Too much fog, yeah.
Yeah. What else? Sign Mora, the Grasshopper-published Xbox Live Arcade game, came out, and I've played some of that. That's been getting great reviews.
Is that a shmup? What is that?
That is a it's a shmup. It's a side-scrolling shmup.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I played it, I didn't really care for it that much. It just felt kind of average. But I spent some more time with it tonight, and I am starting to see why it's getting good reviews. I still am not totally sold on it, but the graphical style, it's much more involved than, like, everything. Every shmup, it seems like, is still stuck back in the 16-bit or 32-bit era. Like, they all look the same. Whereas this one, it looks more modern. It has more 3D elements to it and everything.
Oh, all right.
The whole mechanic of it is that there's always a timer going, and killing enemies makes that timer go up, and getting hit makes that timer go down. And you die either if you take too much damage or that timer goes out. So it's got that, and it has a kind of a slow motion effect. So you can kind of go into slow-mo and dodge a bunch of bullets and then come back out of slow-mo. You're going to be just holding down the A button the whole time and dodging bullets. So if that sounds interesting to you, right. I mean, it is what it is. Gotcha. Like, there's not... If you like shmups, you're going to like it. If you have no interest in this game, you're going to have no interest in this game because the storytelling is pretty atrocious. They put these screens up on, and I don't know if they're speaking Japanese or if it's just some gibberish language, but there is just a wall of text like in between the levels. And it would take me like a few minutes just to read it. And instead, like, you can do that, but instead I just hit the A button and then I'm shooting stuff. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's $15. There are some very pretty parts to it. There's some frustrating stuff too, though, because there's like, you have to navigate through like tunnels and stuff. And if you hit the walls, that counts as you getting hit. And then you have to like go and grab all your power ups because they pop out. And some of that stuff is pretty frustrating when I can fly around and dodge all the bullets and shoot everything just fine. But then it gets kind of hard to tell where I'm at in these tunnels. And then I like hit a wall and then all my stuff just goes to hell.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so there's that. There's Sign More. It came out better than what I was anticipating, I guess.
Good, good. I also see that Dirt 3 Complete Edition is on that list. And if you're a racing game fan, you should definitely check that out because that's a real sleeper hit right there. I think people, for the most part, they know Forza and they know Gran Turismo. And they think that everything else is just, you know, second tier. But this game is right up there with those games. And it has rally racing and what do they call it? Like Gymkhana or something like that? Gymkhana
I thought that was karate with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No, isn't Gymkhana the one? Well, it's Gunkhana, the movie with Christian Bale. Equilibrium?
No, are you thinking of Gattaca with Ethan Hawke?
No. You've never seen the movie with Christian Bale where he does like the gun kung fu? Where in the future, like, emotions are outlawed and they have police. You never seen that movie?
I don't believe so.
Oh, you got to get it. It's called
Now Equilibrium. You have me looking it up.
You should watch
Equilibrium.
That.
Yeah, that's a different movie. Yes.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Gymkhana.
No. But that's what they call it Gunkhana. It's the special martial arts with guns where, like, you can kill everybody in the room in 2 seconds. You should watch that movie, Wombat. It's nice. It's a science fiction movie, kind of budget, but also kind of good, too.
I will add it to my list.
Yes.
I did see The Lorax, so, you know.
Well, anyway, check out Dirt 3 if you're a racing fan. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. Even the graphics are as good as or better than Gran Turismo and Forza. I'm not joking. Take my recommendation seriously. And also Equilibrium. Watch that too. What else?
The last thing is Kid Icarus Uprising.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been playing quite a bit of that.
Now this is, they turned this Kid Icarus into a third person shooter, on rail shooter. Is that what it is?
Yeah, this is a 3DS game. It's like a Space Harrier or a Sin and Punishment, where there's two different level types. The first one is the flying level type, and what you do in those is with the left, where there's only one analog stick on the 3DS. So with the analog stick, you move around the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the stylus, you point at the, like your reticle at the enemies that you want to shoot, and then you shoot with the left bumper on the shoulder.
I'm already out.
You're already out.
I wouldn't be able to play that game. Wouldn't be able to do it.
That sucks because it's a fun game.
I'm out. It doesn't matter. I'm left-handed.
I wonder if there's a different control scheme where you.
I think there is. I thought
hold
I
the 3DS upside down.
I think they have a mind control version.
I'm
Why can't they just
you.
Make a Kid Icarus that was like the last one?
I don't know. That was 20 years ago. This one's good.
It's good.
More
it's
than
good.
20 years ago.
Yeah, the on-foot parts are a little bit more confusing because then the stylus not only points at the stuff you're still shooting, but you have to – this is how the game describes it. To turn, you have to spin the stylus like a globe. Okay. And that is not very – like it's not very natural feeling because I haven't spun a globe in, I don't know, 30 years, 20 years.
Right. Do kids still have globes in their classrooms? I don't know about these kids these days.
I don't know. Like so,
I've got some globes in my pants.
Oh,
are
really? You spinning those? How do you spin those? Maybe it's similar.
Like this.
Maybe you will be able to control this game after all with all that practice.
So you're saying it's good somehow?
It is good. It is good.
Does it have the music?
I don't know. Yeah, it has good music.
Does it have the music from the original? Like
it has like a remix version. Yep, it's got a remix version of that. And then it has this whole like multiplayer aspect too, where it's all augmented reality with trading cards. And you battle against each other, kind of like Eye of Judgment type of style.
Right.
But I don't know. It's kind of an interesting product. I like it so far. The game's pretty good.
All right. If you say so.
I do. I don't think it's nothing that left-handed people will like or that large, bald, white guys in Japan will like.
Okay. Gotcha.
But other than that, I think people will be interested in it.
It's just a shame because I would want to like it. Unlike some bald-headed people.
You don't even have a 3DS.
So? Doesn't mean I can't like games.
All right. Anything else this week here?
Rayman 3 HD came out.
I just want the new Rayman.
It's good. You should get it.
I want it. I'm waiting for the price to get. You know, actually, they're releasing it. It hasn't come out in Japan yet, but when it does come out, it's coming out at $20. So hopefully it has some English in there, and we'll be all set. Is that it for the new releases?
That is it.
All right, then. Some CAG shopping news. How about some deals? Sometimes we forget to do deals. This week, Amazon PC download deals. They're doing Sega games. You can get Sonic Generations and the Sega 48 game Mega Arcade Pack. Mega, dude. It has Mega in the title. $7.49 each for those. And also, Gamefly is having their monthly used game sale with free shipping. And there are just a ton of cheap-ass games right there. L.A. Noire for $9. Yeah, I mean, there's a million things on here. Just go to the front page of cheapassgamer.com, and you will see the list. Did you buy anything, Ship?
These are for... I mean, they're for PC, right?
No, Gamefly. I moved on to Gamefly.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the Sega stuff.
Right.
I did. I picked up Warhammer 40K Space Marine for $10.
Oh, you haven't gotten it yet, though. Right. That sounds like a good price to check it out.
Yeah, I was looking to get El Shaddai was $10, too, but it was sold out almost immediately.
Yeah.
So.
You know, it's funny. Like, Gamefly, they're really nice, and they give me a heads up before these deals go live so I can, you know, get the post ready and things like that. And in fact, they wound up changing their whole, like, schedule because of just to make it sort of, like, when the emails go out to their users, they change the time for it just to sort of make it more convenient for me, which is really nice. But this time, the CAGs found the sale before, you know, as they were, the prices were changing on the site, the CAGs just found it themselves and started posting everything. And because of that, they sent out the email at nighttime instead of in the morning when they had planned to, because they were worried that if they waited, everything would sell out before their people got the email. And then people would get the email and all the good stuff would be gone. So they actually just sent the email out right away. Instead of waiting. So, CAG power, dude. You understand about CAG power? If you don't know, now you know.
That's exciting.
I picked up some Skylanders.
Right. Oh, because they came in stock from Amazon, or?
Yeah, they put out some new figures today. So, Amazon had the 3-pack.
Nerdtron.
In stock.
Was there, right?
Yeah, yep. I don't know, Guy in the Cloud. I don't remember their names.
Clouder. Cloudy.
Yeah, Clouder. Clouder was his name. The other guy's name was I don't know, Dragon Dude.
Dragon Dude.
Probably.
Okay. So that's some deals for you there. Also, let's give a shout out to our friend Christian Spicer, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago that they're doing a late night video game talk show, and it's this weekend. It's March 24th at the Upright Citizens Brigade in L.A., it's called Double Jump, and they're going to have Adam Sessler there and the Mega 64 guys and probably a bunch of other dudes. And I think it's like, I don't know, it's pretty cheap to get in there. So, and he said that the first three people that say CAG when they get to the show will get in for free, or they'll get paid back their $5 or something like that. Anyway, so yeah, check that out. And of course, audibletrial.com/CAGcast to get your free book and 30-day trial. They got Mass Effect books, and people like Mass Effect. So it works out for everybody, really. Speaking of Mass Effect, should we talk about some Mass Effect more?
Just go right into Mass Effect?
I mean, why wouldn't we?
I don't know.
I wish there was a Choose Your Own Adventure Mass Effect book. That way I could pick my own ending.
Wah, wah.
I see that. I mean, I woke up this morning.
Who writes your jokes? That... Me?
Is it really true that BioWare says they're changing the ending? Or they're doing... I mean, I don't know anything about the ending. I've managed to avoid spoilers.
Yeah, I haven't finished the game either. None of us have seen the ending. So it's very... This is very speculative on all our parts.
But I just know that people don't like it and they've been complaining about it. I mean, somebody filed an FTC complaint. I mean... It's crazy. So have they said that they're changing it, or what's the official word? Because I'm afraid to read really anything about it because I don't want to be spoiled.
If you read the official letter, it doesn't spoil anything.
Hmm.
There's no spoilers in that.
So what do they say?
Executive producer Casey Hudson and the team are hard at work on a number of game content initiatives that will help answer the questions and providing more clarity for those seeking further closure to their journey. You will hear more in April.
Now, do we have to pay $10 to get more closure?
I'm going to assume so, to be perfectly honest.
I mean, are they going to say, oh, we're doing it for the fans, but...
I don't think they can, because I think Microsoft is not going to want them to put that out there for free anyways.
No, they definitely put a lot of pressure on the publishers to not release any free content that you should be charging for, or that you could be charging for. I know that for a fact. So, I don't know. It just seems really weird that they wouldn't... I mean, they're going to fold that easily? It's hard for me to really comment since I don't know what the ending is, but... It seems like if an author wrote a book and, you know, obviously the book has an ending, people complain about the ending. The author's not going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to put out a new version of the book with another ending on it because you guys didn't like the ending. So they agree that their ending is no good, or they're just finding a way that they can charge $10 for a new ending.
Well, I think there's a lot of things to talk about with this. First of all, I don't know if your book analogy really holds true, because I don't think you could compare a book to a game.
They have stories in them. People are unhappy with the story part, I'm assuming.
They are unhappy with the story part. I don't think you compare it in the way that you're comparing it. I think a big issue with it is the negative press, I think, has really got to them. There is precedent for this.
Go on.
Fallout 3. Remember Fallout 3 with its finite ending? And if you wanted to play the first DLC, you couldn't play it if you finished the game. So they made the second DLC, actually redid the entire end of the game. So you could play DLC and keep playing once the game ended.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
So this has happened before. So it's not like this is some crazy new thing that's happened.
That kind of happened with Alan Wake too.
Oh, with the extra, with the DLC.
I feel like that stuff was planned, though.
I don't think.
Might be planned too. Like, they were going to put DLC out for Mass Effect, and they're kind of stuck with what it's going to be, because this is supposed to be the end. It's not going to be the end. There's going to be Mass Effect 4 and Mass Effect 5 and Mass Effect 0.
Well, even Halo, you know, Halo 3, you know, they left that open to bring back Master Chief.
Mm-hmm.
So
doesn't it seem more likely like they just, I mean, and of course, like I said, we don't know the ending. So likely that they would want to have an ending that maybe doesn't resolve things so that they can sell you the DLC afterwards?
Well, the thing is, we don't know what's angered people so much, so it's kind of hard to say. The other thing also, there's precedent for BioWare to change the canon of their story with add-ons that not every player has. And I think that's where the real sticky situation is. I feel like BioWare, who I love, they're maybe my favorite developer of all time, really wants to have their cake and eat it too in this situation. They've done it, and I had this conversation with Shipwreck already earlier today. I had this conversation with Ben Gilbert at Joystick, who brought up even another example that I wasn't even thinking of, where they've done it, you know, in my mind now twice, where if you start Mass Effect 3, and I'm not going to say this as, you know, there's lots of mentions of, you know, the Shadow Broker. I'm not spoiling it if you've played the first 5 minutes of Mass Effect.
Right, and you're right. If you didn't buy the DLC from Mass Effect 2, you'll have no idea what they're talking about.
Exactly, but they incorporated this into Mass Effect 3 as canon. So this optional pack isn't really optional if you want the full story experience. Is that fair for BioWare to do to the casual fan of the series? And does that give that casual fan of the series the right to be angry about the ending? If BioWare is doing this to me, why can't I do it to them? I've played.
That's the DLC that you get if you buy the collector's edition, or you have to pay $10 if you don't.
I paid the $10 to play it. You know, yes. I bought the day one DLC.
Yes.
It changes the whole, it changes not just the game you're playing, but it changes the canon of all three games.
Yeah, I've had people tell me who've played it say that it's the revelation or the story arc in there is so important that it seems unfair that it's not part of the full game.
Exactly.
Is that accurate?
I think it is. I think it is definitely accurate. And I think, you know, there's been a lot of misguided anger towards this. I don't think the problem isn't day one DLC. The problem isn't really if it's on the disc already or not, which some people say it is, and other people say parts of it is, but parts of it isn't. It was a large file to download, and I can understand them putting some assets on the disc because I think those interactions would be very difficult otherwise, but that's, I don't think that's really what's important about it. What's important about it is that this content is, it's not an add-on, it's an add-in.
What does that mean?
It
means Wombat really thought hard about this.
Yes, right. It does. It means that you're buying content that you can't play after you finish the game. This is an add-in. If you finish the game already, you won't be, there's no reason to play this content. This is content that actually, it behooves you to play it as early in the game as possible. It was the first mission I did, and I'm glad I did it first.
I'm going to probably buy it tonight, I guess.
It's something that you need to do early. That's what the problem is with it, is that, and you know, I have no problem with add-ons. I finished the game. It was awesome. I'd love to play even another half hour more.
Wait, you finished Mass Effect?
No, I'm saying if I did.
Oh.
That is a very different argument to be angry about that coming out on day one, as opposed to something that, you know, you kind of, you know, if you don't play it in the beginning of the game, you're missing out on a huge chunk of story.
I've already played several. I've played a lot already, but.
You need it. You need it.
I'll buy it tonight.
How far into it are you? You don't have to give me a plot point, but
I'll just say one word, okay? And I'm at the genophage. I just finished the genophage part.
Okay, I'm just about to start that. So,
okay, that's where I am. I just finished that, so I'll get that tonight. And we've been playing.
We're pretty close in where we are. You know, and it's funny because I've played other missions in the game where I feel like, you know, if they had made this the day one DLC, it wouldn't have been as important. I wouldn't have cared. I probably would not have had to play it. A good example of a mission that's very much a throwaway mission, so I don't feel like I'm spoiling anything, and I won't even say that much, is the school.
Yeah, and that was cool. Yeah, that would be a good DLC mission.
It's a perfect DLC mission. It doesn't really add anything to the story. It has a nice...
Well, you know...
It has a nice reference.
What's that, Jeff?
This is difficult because there's so much Mass Effect content out there. That school is tied in pretty heavily with one of the books available from our sponsor, Audible.com. So it has more meaning to someone who's written or who's read the books.
But not as much as the From Ashes one, probably, right? It's not as crucial. Probably.
Correct. It's not as huge.
Would you have felt as though you? But I understand that it would mean something, but it doesn't change things. And I think, and that's the distinction I'm making. It doesn't change your character's story.
Right. Yeah.
And From Ashes changes your character story as soon as you finish that quest.
It changes it all the way back to Mass Effect 1.
I know. That's what's so shocking and amazing about it at the same time, but that's also what's so frustrating about it. As opposed to the school mission, which, yes, it has references to the book, it has references to Mass Effect 2, but that's the kind of thing that would be fun for DLC. Like, oh, I remember that.
It's not going to change how you look at the story.
Exactly. So I feel the mistake made by BioWare, how dare I say they made a mistake, but whatever, I'm a big talker. I think they picked the wrong mission to develop as DLC in their development cycle.
That makes sense to me.
And
it's a difficult thing to do, though, because you have to make it something that people like. It's meaningful enough that people are going to buy it, but at the same time, you have to like kind of walk a line there. Is this main storyline?
You're going to buy it anyway, no matter what, right? I mean. I don't know. I bought all the Mass Effect 2 ones.
Yeah, I bought all the Mass Effect 2 ones. I liked the Kasumi one. I thought that one was actually kind of fun, and I don't think that was crucial to the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, then again, she shows up in Mass Effect 3.
Yep. No spoilers.
Sorry. Well, the thing is, it goes back to if you didn't buy that content,
you wouldn't know who she is.
You wouldn't know who she is, so it wouldn't matter to you. And yet, you know, we're supposed to be, so then, yeah, change the damn ending. It's really, there's precedent for them altering their canon to suit their financial needs. Why not alter your canon to suit the needs of the consumer that is supporting your financial needs?
And their financial needs if they wind up charging for it.
Exactly. You know, any game that, especially, you know, and they're even have microtransactions in this game.
Oh, in the multiplayer.
In the multiplayer. It has microtransactions. They added a new pack today, last night. There's now...
I called that, by the way. As soon as I played the demo or beta, whatever that was.
Everyone did. You're no Michael Pachter.
No, I played with some people who worked for IGN, and I was like, dude, while we were playing, I was like, you see these little packs here? These are going to cost like 100 Microsoft points. Like, no way. They're not going to charge for those. I'm like, you're going to see. You're going to have the option to buy them. With real money, like no.
On a side note, the multiplayer is so awesome.
Project Wombat is a success.
It is so good. It is so much fun. I played last night for like 2.5 hours.
Yep.
With a couple of kegs. Mild mannered man.
I didn't care. Like when they had that face import bug, and I didn't play for a while until I gave up eventually and did that whole crazy thing. I didn't care because I was playing the multiplayer.
Yeah, that multiplayer is really good. It's really smartly, well thought out. It's very smart. It does a really good job of mixing what makes the Mass Effect game so great, as well as, you know, a good co-op experience.
And, you know, if you don't play it for a while, all those, you know, the percentages that you earn for the galaxy readiness, they go down again.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
Well, they want you to keep playing. I was up to like 86%, and then I didn't play for a while, and now I'm in the 70s. All right. I think that's maybe enough Mass Effect talk. I mean, there's some questions here. People want to know, Batmonkey wants to know what kind of character we play with.
We already discussed this.
We did? Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. Then we can skip it. While we're talking about multi-platform games, I can tell you that I played through the Saints Row the Third, the new DLC, Trouble with Clones.
Was that free for you?
Was it free? No. Why would it be free?
Didn't you have the pack?
Oh, yeah. Well, I paid for the pack, though.
But you know what I mean.
Part of the season pass. There's three mission add-ons that are part of the season pass, and this was the third one. This is the best one, I thought, in my opinion. It was the most fun out of the three. Unfortunately, it is short like the other two. You know, you're looking about an hour of play time. But it was fun, and they do some interesting things. They give you some... I don't want to really spoil it, but there's some new mechanics in the game that are kind of fun. But I still think overall, like the DLC for they could have done more. They could have done a lot more with the Saints Row the Third DLC instead of just adding on new missions. Because by the time you get to the end of the game, your guy is so powerful that, you know, you really need like all new vehicle types. I mean, we talked about this before. Where's my car boat or my car jet or something? But this is, if you're going to buy one of the three add-ons, I would say go for this one. What else we got?
I finished Darkness 2.
Oh?
Yeah, I think that's a good rental. I think it took me 6 hours or so to beat it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's fun. It's very much tearing people apart from their crotch and shooting dudes in the head and staying out of the light. I really think it's just like missing something extra that sets it apart from like anything. It just feels like another first person shooter that's well done. But even like the execution stuff and all the stuff you do with the tentacle arms, I don't know. You see the same animations a lot. Like, it's not very shocking when you see the guy get ripped from crotch to head for the 30th time.
Right.
Yeah. Like, for the first time, you're like, aha, that's kind of funny. And then you're just like, just get it over with. Just rip them in half again. Let's move on. Let's kill the rest of these dudes. And I don't think they take advantage enough of the whole light versus dark mechanic. Like, it seems like you just come into a room and then you shoot out all the lights and then you shoot out all the dudes.
Right. Yeah. I got that impression from the demo.
Yeah. And the smartest enemies you go come across are the dudes that carry flashlights with them, mm-hmm. because then that takes your powers away. And so it seems like, hey, maybe you guys should bring some more flashlights next time. So I don't know. It's a good game. It's just like, I can't recommend really going out and spending much on it.
Right, because it's over pretty quickly.
Yeah, and there's some co-op stuff too. Like, there's a separate mode where you play as kind of like, it's a side story to the main campaign. It's like going on at the same time as the campaign, but you're playing as kind of Darkness bounty hunters.
Okay.
And it's all right. It seems okay. It's like you go through like small mission areas and clear out all the bad guys, and then either have to assassinate a guy at the end or save and escort a guy out or something like that. So kind of interesting.
All right.
But, and I played some more Syndicate. I played some more of the online co-op of that with, Justin McElroy and, Chris Grant.
Oh, look at
name
you.
Name dropper.
Man. Heavy hitters. Yep.
Well, the reason I drop names is because that game's a lot more fun in co-op when you play with people that you know.
Right.
And that it really works well when you have a group of three or four people that, like, are kind of helping each other out. Like, we all had our roles. I was the dude that shot everybody. Justin was the healer, and Chris was the guy that ran around kind of just willy-nilly grabbing stuff. And it's a good game for co-op. I think you two should pick it up when it gets down to, like, I don't know, $20 or something.
I have it on my Amazon Japan wish list. It is not falling.
Because that would be fun to play together.
Yep.
I would like to play it. We also need to play Mass Effect 3 together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes.
I picked up Voltron for $5.
How is it?
That's on sale on Xbox Live Arcade. We can play that together, too.
Yeah, that's
is
okay.
Is it horrible?
I don't know. I haven't played it yet. Oh, the intro is pretty sweet.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah,
dun,
it's the intro from the cartoon. Dun, it's dun, it's dun, great.
Dun, 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 dun. All right. What else?
Tebow is a jet. It's official again now. Ship.
Can I still vote for him to be the cover of Madden as a Denver Bronco?
I don't know. I know. Do they have to change that now? They should change it now, right?
I hope not. I think Tebow could win.
I think so, too. That's what will make it hysterical if he's on the cover as a Bronco. I mean, would they just put him in the Jet uniform if he wins?
Yeah, I think they just put him in the Jet uniform.
Go Flyers.
So I'm on the market for a new football team. If anyone wants, could come up with their reasons why I should jump my team's bandwagon and be a fan of their team, be sure to let me know. You could put
why
that in
you
the
like
We've
Tebow.
Got stripes.
What's
got
wrong
stripes
with Tebow?
Our,
too much, too much Jesus.
Yeah. I, you know, it's his stance against, you know, against gays and women's rights. And I can't really condone that for my team. So, yes.
Whereas you agree with everything that Rex Ryan or Mark Sanchez does.
Rex Ryan, he's in defeat. That doesn't bother me so much. They keep it at home.
Right.
They keep it at home.
Hey, did you, Wombat, this is for you. Did you check out what they're doing with the new Spider-Man game, The Amazing Spider-Man?
What are they doing? About, not really.
Read about the changes? Like, because I read this preview. What was this on? Destructoid, I think. I actually put this
sounds
on here.
Awesome.
I put this on there last week, and I totally forgot to talk about it. Yeah, it totally, it sounds like they're taking a major page out of the Batman Rocksteady games. So now, like, the character model is way bigger. You know, he takes up a big part of the screen. There's sort of some stealthy Spidey action. It sounds like the swinging is easier. I don't know. I read the preview and I was like, I am interested in this game. Because I even like the old, I mean, I guess like Spider-Man, the Spider-Man movie games, they got the swinging down right. That was like pretty much the only thing they got right was the swinging and making it cool to fly around New York City. Swing around New York City. The combat was kind of shitty, but the swinging was good. So if they can.
Well, the combat in this one's going to be like Batman, though.
That's good.
It's got the. You can fight multiple people at once and everything.
I like that. I think to, you know, to emulate a good Batman game would be a good choice. Would be a wise choice. So yeah, I am excited about that. That's on my hype wagon. Is that this year? That's coming this year?
Yeah, the movie's coming out this year.
Yeah, movie comes out this summer.
Excellent. Also, I saw that they are coming out with an enhanced version of Baldur's Gate. Did you guys ever play those games on PC?
Not on PC, no.
I played a little bit of it.
I played Dark Alliance.
No, those are really different games.
I know, it's a very different game.
They're turn-based.
Actually, that's not... Wait, I feel like I've played... What the hell?
These are turn-based games.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking of the Dungeons and Dragons games that Atari made.
Oh, the Forgotten Realms.
Yeah, those I played.
Pools of Radiance.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't know what it is.
No.
I could have just made that up. And yeah, you would have said yes.
No, but I played
Dicks of Fury. You played Dicks of Fury. Right?
I played Dicks of Fury.
That was
no,
awesome.
I played one of them, and I can't remember which one it was, but it doesn't matter.
I played a lot of those. They were good. They were really good. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what they do with those, because I could get into that, especially if they will play on a Mac. I loved Icewind Dale. I love that game, which was like a follow-up to Baldur's Gate.
Could those games work on a console?
I think you kind of need a mouse. Pretty much.
No Kinect controls then.
Thief, move to goblin. Use dagger +4. Assassinate.
You've solved it. Yep. This is perfect.
I was gonna say, if it's turn-based, I think it could work.
It could. I don't know. It seems. I feel like it would just be too slow if you don't have a mouse. I could be wrong. It's been a long time. Those games came out a long time ago, but I remember playing all the way through. Icewind Dale, and just, you know, an epic game. Let's see, what else? Shipwreck, you're going to be doing something fun.
I am?
You're going to MLG Columbus.
Oh, I am, yeah, this weekend. I'm going to watch some people play some video games.
Some good people.
Yeah, I guess the world champion Mortal Kombat player is going to be there.
Oh, cool, that should be interesting.
Nice, is Sundance going to be there?
Yes.
You should say hi.
Well, that's who's getting me in, so yes,
yeah,
I will.
That's how we hooked up. Oh, here comes Tycoon. Tycoon is home with me today. And you can't watch all of it? Why not? It's too long. You feel warm to me, dude. You feel okay? You don't feel okay? Why don't you go back in there? I'm almost done, okay? Why don't you play with the iPad or with your tag reader? Okay? Can you do that? No, you can't lie down on the floor in here. That's not going to work. I'll be right. I promise. We'll be done soon. And then I'll be right there. And guess, you know who's coming over today? Jean.
Jon Snow?
Jon Snow is
going to
come.
The Jon Snow? See? Your daddy may hate you, but Jon Snow's coming.
We're going to go to Tokyo American Club. Okay?
Is he bringing his horse along with him?
Who's Jon Snow? That's Jon. We had dinner with him last night, and now we're going to have lunch with him today. But you have to go to the living room right now, otherwise he's not going to come. Okay? I can't help you get up because my back hurts and I'm doing a podcast. Can't you just do it? I'll be right there, okay? You can do it. You're a big boy. Why don't you play with your tag reader for a little bit?
Is that too long for a show title? KCast 276. My back hurts and I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It is good. That's funny.
Yeah. Ty, can you go, please? Okay. I'm going to continue with the show and I'm going to ignore it. Okay. Thank you, Ty. Thank you. I'll see you soon. Okay, pal? Okay.
Do you want to skip ahead to...
No. Where are we? We're,
no. Yeah, so I'm going to be at Major League Gaming.
Right. I'm looking forward to your report on that for next week.
Yeah, it looks like it should be fun.
I expect photos and yes. Groupies. Right. Photos with groupies.
I got a message here from Ice Dust, and he wants to know, whatever happened to Cheapy Made Me Buy It seems like a solid way to twist Wombat's arm into trying Journey, if nothing else.
Have you played
Journey yet?
Here's my problem.
There's no problem.
Let me finish, goddammit. Right now I have this son. His name is Elliot. And he is teething like nobody's business. Uh-huh. And it takes like an hour longer than it used to try to get him to go to sleep.
I see.
So my game playing time in evenings has become strictly limited. So it's not that I don't want to play Journey. It's just that I haven't had
as much
time.
That's perfect for Journey because its gameplay time is extremely limited.
Exactly.
I know, I'd rather be playing Mass Effect 3.
But one night and you're done.
I know.
I am putting this on Cheapy Made Me Buy It. You have a choice, Journey or Apple TV.
Ugh, I'd rather get Journey.
Right, so you have to do it, and we will hear about it.
You will hear about it. I'm not saying I don't want it. I just...
I know, but it's now an official Cheapy Made Me Buy It selection.
Wonderful. Okay? Wonderful.
Okay, yes?
You've made my night. Have I ever been off board? Is that a thing? Can you be off board?
I don't know.
It is now.
Okay, let's move on before Ty has a fit.
Mm-hmm. Alone in my
principles. What else we got here? Ship, you bought Hot Shots Golf for Vita?
I traded my MLB 12 for it with a CAG.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a good version of Hot Shots Golf. It's got quite a bit of Hitler in there, though.
So you were telling me.
Huh? What?
Yeah, there's these little, like, it's not the avatars you play as. I don't know if they're what show up when you play online or whatever, but when you're in the shop... There's this little, like, cute little chibi character that sits on the table. And you can kind of customize those guys to look however you want. But an alarming amount of those look like Hitler.
With a uniform, too?
Just this cute little Hitler sitting there on your desk.
Is there any other kind of Hitler? Of it.
But if you search Hitler Hot Shots Golf, there's a lot of... I can't find any images of it right now that we can look at, but there's a lot of results for it.
I see.
So that's a little bit weird.
I think I'm going to skip that game.
I don't think they purposely made it.
If you don't like Tim Tebow coming to the Jets, you're not going to like Hitler coming to Hot Shots.
Exactly. Ball. I have nothing if I don't have my misguided principles.
Right.
But as a game, it's good.
Okay. I would buy it if it was cheaper. I don't want to spend $40 for it.
The thing is, it's probably worth that much just because of how much content is in there. Like, you're going to get a lot of playtime out of it.
How's the online for that?
I have no idea. I've played some of the...
Is it better or worse than Fairway Solitaire?
It's better than Fairway Solitaire, I would say.
It wasn't a definitive answer.
I know, you still had to think about it.
That's an iOS game, right?
Fairway Solitaire is pretty good.
I know.
And it's a dollar.
It's a dollar.
But it is, at the end of the day, that is a solitaire game.
Is Hot Shots Golf 40 times better than Fairway Solitaire?
You can push around confetti with the rear touch.
Game changer.
Hot Shots Golf is good. I'd recommend Hot Shots Golf. I like it much better than MLB 12.
All right. Good.
Yeah. I nearly finished Yakuza Dead Souls on PS3 as well.
How are you enjoying that?
He finished it. He's not enjoying it.
It's still really Japanese. I am not good enough at the sensual massage minigame to get the happy ending. I tried that about twice, and then I was sick of myself and then decided to just go shoot some more zombies with my character who has a Gatling gun for an arm.
Right. So wait, you can get a happy ending at the massage parlor?
Mm-hmm.
What? How do you know that you're getting a happy ending?
How it works is you have to tap a button repeatedly while you're getting a massage by a pretty Japanese lady.
Okay.
And if you tap it too lightly, the image on the screen is of a sleeping baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you fall asleep, she says, oh no, what did I do wrong? Or something along those lines. If you tap it too fast, you get a crying baby image coming up on the screen.
Okay.
And it ends. So you got to tap it just kind of in the middle, and then you get kind of sensual images of the masseuse on the screen.
Nice.
And I could only last about 2 seconds.
Before that's what she said.
Exactly. That's they alluded to that.
Do you see like the towel going up and down?
That's in ping pong. Have you played the ping pong game in Yakuza?
No.
Do you know about that?
I know that the robe comes off, right?
Yeah, the mechanic in that is that as you're playing ping pong, after you hit the ball, you hit a button to stare at the woman's breasts to build up a meter. That way you can hit the ball harder when she hits it back.
Right.
So basic ping pong. That's what you do.
Right. All right, let's move on because before I have a child problem here. You've also been playing Halo Anniversary, I see.
I have. That's pretty shocking how good that looks.
I remember seeing it at TGS, I guess. It did look as good as the most recent Halo game, whatever that was.
Reach
around?
Yes. So that's it. I'm playing some split screen with that. That has Kinect stuff in it too. Did you know that?
I did not. Reload? You say reload? Grenade?
You can say grenade. You can say analyze, and it brings up this scanner that collects information about the environment and like adds to your Halo encyclopedia or whatever.
That is a tree.
Right. Let's see what else here.
I've been playing Xenoblade for the Wii. I've been playing a lot of games.
I know. I can see
that.
Look
at you. I've been playing Mass Effect 3. I feel like I'm an outcast. But then again, you haven't played any of that, so...
Right.
Not much.
Right.
Xenoblade's really good. It's a Japanese RPG. And it's kind of got some Monster Hunter type stuff in it. It's kind of got some Kingdoms of Amalur type stuff in it. You go around to town and talk to people and they give you missions and then you go out and you kill all these little woodland creatures and once you've killed enough of them, you get rewarded and everything. But the combat's kind of neat because it's not It's kind of like Coder, or however you say it, Knights of the Old Republic.
Yep.
Where it's not turn-based, but there's like kind of stuff going on in the background. So you press attack, and you go up, and you're swinging continuously. But then you have meters that charge that let you do your special moves, and then those have to recharge before you can use them again. It's really well done. I've been playing with the... whatever the gamepad thing is called on the classic controller on the Wii. And I've been pleasantly surprised by it. It deserves all the high reviews it's gotten when it came out in Europe and in Japan.
Cool.
So it's worth checking out if you have a Wii.
I have a Wii, but I'm not going to check it out. But I believe you.
Yeah, I do. I do too. I'll take your word for it.
I think Wombat, you would actually really like it.
I'm sure I would.
Yeah. There's a lot of loot to get. It actually changes how your character looks.
Is there much Mass Effect or Batman in it?
I'm not that far into it yet to say whether or not there's Batman.
Right.
The sword kind of looks like it could have been from Mass Effect.
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
The Xenoblade, you mean?
No, in fact, it is called the Monado.
Right, that makes sense.
Which was the name of the game when it was in Japan.
Gotcha. I do want to say that I bought the new iPad. I got the 32-gigabyte white Wi-Fi one, and that it's pretty awesome. I didn't have an iPad 2, so it's quite a step up from the first one. I didn't realize how slow the first one was and how laggy it was, like when typing, until I got the new one. And I brought it into the bathroom with me to watch Jersey Shore while I was taking a shit. And Mrs. Cheapy was on the couch, and I hear her yell out, "Where's the iPad?" And I was like, "Oh, the old one's on the couch there." And she's like, "You don't have the new one in the bathroom with you, do you?" And I was like, "Maybe." She got very mad. She refuses to use the old iPad now. And she doesn't want me fouling the new one in the bathroom. So, looks like I have to use the old one. But it is really, did you get it, Chip? Or?
No, I probably will, but I don't need it right now.
You definitely, yeah. It's not going to change really much about, I mean, the screen looks awesome, but there's not that much stuff that really takes advantage of it to the point where you'd have to say, like, there's a big rush to go get it or anything like
right,
that.
Right. If I hadn't just bought a Vita, then
yeah,
I'd be more in the market for one.
You got a new toy.
Right. I have my new toy.
I also want to give a shout out to Wombat's recommendation from last week, Poker Pals.
Do you now?
Yeah, it's really fun.
I know, that game is awesome. I have like 6 games going.
Yeah, I have a lot more than that. And
excuse me,
I've been beating Wombat on the regular.
That's not necessarily true. I think we're actually even. But if you,
do you want me? I guess I have to call you. Beat me the first game because I didn't know how to play.
Yeah, I beat you the first game. Didn't I beat you a second time or no? I've only played like 4 games.
Yeah, so I think I'm 3-1, and I destroyed you the last game.
You beat me, yes and no. It's very easy to get 100
wait,
points.
What?
What is it, 600 to 400? That's not really destroying me.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, fine, I think it's free now. It was free when I got it. I don't know if it's still free.
It was free when I got it, too. It's a lot of fun, though.
It's good. Okay, let's move on to the CAG bag and show us your tweets. Shady Marino writes in and goes, "What's your opinion on the CBSI acquisition of Giant Bomb? I bet Wombat hates it, right?" And Chase also wants us to talk about it and wants to know if I've ever considered selling CAG.
Wombat,
do you hate it?
Why would I hate it?
I don't know. This guy thinks you're going to hate it.
I don't hate it.
What do you think about it?
I like the guys at Giant Bomb. If they're happy with this change, then I'm happy for them.
What do you think? What do you think caused this change to happen?
The division of Whiskey Media made it a necessity.
What do you mean division?
Whiskey Media is now owned by it's 2 separate companies.
I didn't know that.
The sites of Whiskey Media weren't all sold to CBSI. They only bought, I think, 2 of them.
Just the one, I thought. No?
Did they pick up Screened also, or am I making? No, they picked up Comic Vine.
So.
They picked up Comic Vine. Yes, they did.
They did?
Yes.
Okay.
CBSI sure. picked up Giant Bomb, Comic Vine, and one other site that I'm missing.
Tested was sold to a different site.
Tested was sold to the Mythbusters guys, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Now it's Mythbusters site.
So, yeah, now it's a Mythbusters site, and which is weird. And I forget whatever happened. And I know there's also the anime site, which may be part of CBS, but I'm not sure.
I mean, I guess, I don't know. I mean, it's I guess that the experiment of we're going to try not to run ads and do user subscriptions wasn't successful. I mean, is that what we can draw from this?
It's a possibility. I think the real telltale sign of that is if CBS starts adding ads to their website.
Oh, I would imagine that's going to happen.
I don't know.
But they would get ads from time to time.
Yeah, they would have some ads.
I didn't understand. Like, they would say that they're not going to do ads, but then sometimes they had ads, and they still did the subscription thing.
I still don't see what's so bad about having ads on a website. I don't think it's really the end of the world.
I don't know.
As long as they're not obtrusive.
Well, that's your job. Isn't that your
job?
That
is my job. But I mean, but if I see... there was the sitter ads that were on... 1UP the other day, and those things were pretty atrocious. Like, that was too much even for me. I'm like, no, that's a bit much. I don't need the wallpaper, the expandable, and the big box all at the same time on the page.
Right. Well, you don't need to be obnoxious about it, but you could still have ads.
You could still have ads because I'm very well aware of, you know, me, I especially am very well aware of the revenue that it generates for the site. So if you're a fan of Giant Bomb but you don't think the site should have ads, then you're not a fan of Giant Bomb.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, why would you be opposed to somebody else footing the bill for your favorite site? I mean, as long as they don't do it in a way that's like, you know, destroying your computer or really ruining your reading experience, yeah, what would the problem be? I mean, I know that they did it. Their whole thing was, you know, Gerstmann got fired for the negative review on Kane and Lynch, and they said that the ads were having too much influence on the editorial, and that's what they were striving to do with Giant Bomb. So I guess it's really just not sustainable. I mean, I'm assuming that this, when this Whiskey Media is selling off all their sites, I'm assuming it's not because somebody offered them so much money that they couldn't say no. It sounds like a bailout situation. You know, it sounds like either that or these guys are going to, you know, the site is going to go away eventually. So I don't know. It's sort of sad that it didn't work, but I guess there was some lesson to be learned there. I don't know what, but you need ads, right?
Yes.
Got to have ads. And to answer Chase by KO's question, if I considered selling CAG, yeah, I've had like two serious offers to buy CAG, and it just wasn't enough money, so I didn't do it. And it turned out to be a good call because, yeah, I've made more money than they had offered. So in the meantime, what else we got? Turnitsoff wants to know if we've ever had a visit or an in-depth studio, a tour of a development studio.
Shipwreck has, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think Shipwreck has.
Yeah, I've been to a couple. I've been to EA Vancouver and EA LA, and I've been to Axis Games and Zoo Games. I think that's all of them.
I may go to Vancouver this summer. You got to hook me up. I want to go to EA Vancouver.
EA Vancouver's, it's in Burnaby, which is just outside of Vancouver, but their campus is really nice.
Cool. And do we regularly talk to friends who work in the games industry and ask them about how games are being made? I mean, I had friends that worked for Grasshopper. I mean, I have the friends still. They just don't work there anymore. And yeah, that sounds like a disaster. I mean, I know that people are like there's a lot of people who are big fans of Suda 51. And from what I've heard, you have really no reason to be a fan of his. That he's a big jerk off. I mean, he's nice, like when game media meet him, and I'm sure he's very charming and he takes nice pictures with them. But I heard working for him is a nightmare, and he really just doesn't even do anything. He doesn't really work on the games. Just shows up every once in a while and he's like, change this, change that. You know, really doesn't even know what's going on. So yeah, I'm hopefully I could ruin your impression of the guy, because sounds like a nightmare to me. What else?
I talk to a lot of people in the industry. I don't ask them about how games are being made, though.
Right.
I assume that's just a lot of people sitting around a computer typing in ones and zeros.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think it's as exciting as
right.
Like the concept stage sounds like laying it all out sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual sitting there and coding stuff. That sounds like work.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun.
Right. I can't believe we get paid to do this.
Right. One day maybe we can have
laughing at my joke, Shipwreck.
It took me a second. Yeah.
I didn't write those commercials. I know the commercials. I can't believe we get paid next to nothing to do this.
I can't
believe I went to a fake college to get paid.
I can't believe I don't get to see my wife for months at a time to do this.
Right.
Ah, they show up in the credits. Their kids always show up there in the credits at the end.
There you go.
All right. I think we need to wrap it up because I got to check on my boy. School is out. It's spring break. So he goes to daycare some days and some days not. And today is one of the not days. So let's tell everybody to follow us on Twitter. GBD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck. And of course, on Facebook, facebook.com/GBassGamer. Go to audibletrial.com/CADcast. Get your free audiobook and 30-day trial. And I don't know. I'm going to the Philippines next week, but I think I'll still be here in time to do the show. So that should be fine. And with that note, we will say farewell.
I would say bread's done, but if you pay me an extra $10, I'll say something different.
Clever girl.
every kind of winter fun at Mount Airy Lodge or Pocono Gardens. Beautiful rooms, fabulous food, headline entertainment. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Call 966-7210 for reservations at Pocono Gardens and...
Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.